The beginning of the Mayim Zmanim, the beginning of the Mayim Zmanim, there's a very, very big chumrah here. But this chumrah is a chumrah that was taken on by a lot of people, because great, great, great Gedolim had this chumrah.
Yes,
Rav Moshe Hirschel is his name. Mayim Zmanim. Oh, probably in the last 200 years, the best sefer written on Moadim. They're Matthew's here. Hi, they're red. If you look at them, they're red.
Where is he from?
Yerushalayim. Okay, he wrote it when he lived in Antwerp, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, but what? Yes. What?
Who wrote this?
Rav Moshe Hirschler. When you sit in your sukkah, the kavana of your sukkah. Now, usually in the Torah it says, do a mitzvah. Do a mitzvah, it says. Here it says, ki besukos hashavtis bnei Yisrael. So, a lot of achronim say, Raman Yedu, it says, Raman Yedu, Kim Sukkah Shafti Bnei Israel. Sit in the Sukkah so you should know that Kosh Baruch Hu put you in, let's say, Anani Akavod. That means the Torah is telling you what Kavana you have to have. Now there's something called Mitzvah Strikas Kavana. You're supposed to have Kavana on a Mitzvah, right? You're supposed to have when we do a Mitzvah. What's the Kavana you have to have when you do a Mitzvah? What? Did the rabbi say everyone have kavana for the mitzvah tkiyah shofar? No. What kavana? Ratzon Hashem. I'm doing Hashem. Sukkah has another kavana. You're supposed to sit in the sukkah and think, I'm remembering what it was like in the desert. That's what you have to think. That besides your kavana for a mitzvah, you have to think that. L'man yedu derisechem ki besukkah z'shapi yizmei Yisrael. That should be kavana, at least the first night. You should think about that. The first night. He talks something here about you're supposed to sleep in your sukkah. Well, how do you have kavanah when you sleep in your sukkah? How do you have this kavanah when you're sleeping in your sukkah? How do you have this kavanah? What? Before you go to sleep. Maybe. Before you go to sleep, you have kavanah.
Before you go to sleep, when you wake up?
Maybe. Is anyone here sleeping in the sukkah? Do? What does this mean?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Oh. What do you base it on?
Usually temperature where I am with the lights on.
Alright. What?
People not sleeping in the sukkah.
Don't even start that. Don't even start that.
There's no room.
I mean, you know, I'm a litvak and I grew up a certain way. And I grew up that the worst thing Chabad ever did ever was just not sleeping in the sukkah.
You sleep in the sukkah
and
rush, you wake up a popsicle.
What?
Same thing with the
wind. Okay. But why did it become a minhag in the whole world that Chabad doesn't sleep in the sukkah?
That I can't tell you. I can't tell you why we stay in when it's raining.
I mean, that the Gemara has a reason for that.
Same reason they worship Trump.
But anyway, you know, sleeping in sukkah is in some ways more important than eating in sukkah. But sleeping in sukkah, if you could, it's something you should do. It's in some ways, even napping in a sukkah, you should nap. Eat a sukkah, if you eat a snack, you don't have to sit in a sukkah. If you nap, you're supposed to nap in a sukkah. not sleeping in sukkah is very important. I don't sleep in sukkah. My sukkah is on my front porch. And it's open to everybody. It's open to cats and dogs and all different kind of chayas rows. I have that live in my neighborhood. And so I don't sleep in sukkah. But if you have a sukkah in a backyard or something like that, that's fenced and everything. Like, there's very little heter not to sleep in a sukkah. Very. You almost cannot find a heter unless you live in Russia.
Or Shana Rishona.
What?
Or Shana Rishona.
Also depend. That depends. That depends very much.
Does the person take his wife out to the sukkah?
Yeah, that's what you should do.
Okay. There's no room in the sukkah.
What?
How do you decide who should sleep there? You know, everyone has it.
I don't know, but there's many Gemaras about Shishim Skas and Betalas Echad. Great Rebbeleis, six people cover one talus. 20 million people went into the Beis Medrash in a room as big as this. You know? Everyone could fit. Okay. When I first came to Meir Yeshiva, the Meir Yeshiva Sukkah was in the yard of Meir Yeshiva in the double first. To eat, they put in tables. Then they took out the tables, and everyone brought their beds into the sukkah. So it was like a big dorm with 100 beds in the sukkah.
How big was the sukkah?
What?
How big was the sukkah?
100 beds. And I'll never forget, the first night sukkahs, I was sleeping, and a cat fell on my head. And I got up and I walked, I went to my room, and I never came back. But I just didn't like a cat on my head. I know. Okay, but the main thing about this Maidim is Manim, please everyone turn to page 4. On page 4 there's something. He says, I talk halacha, not Musar. But then he says, but I want to just tell a little bit Musar, a little bit. Not Musar, but Machshava. I'll read it to you. You see at the bottom of, on page 4, the bottom of the first column says, V'nagdim. Don't see it says v'nagdim? V'nagdim v'vari, the mitzvah sukkah, ikra zecha anani akavod, shikifanu v'lo l'tzias Mitzrayim kishar mitzvos. Every mitzvah that we do, Pesach and Shavuot and Sukkot, is zecha l'tzias Mitzrayim. You always say zecha l'tzias Mitzrayim, kishar zecha l'tzias Mitzrayim. Everything zecha l'tzias Mitzrayim. Sukkah, the Torah tells us, is not zecha l'tzias Mitzrayim. It says it's not Zecha Tzias Mitzrayim. Ikra Zecha L'Anani HaKavod, Shekifunu Lo Tzias Mitzrayim. It's for Anani HaKavod. Kashar Mitzvos. V'kumo Shebir HaTaz Reish Yilchus Sukkah. V'kasha. Lama Be'in and Zecha Miyuchad L'Nes L'Anani HaKavod Davka. Why do we make a special mitzvah for the Nes of Anani HaKavod? Every Nes, everything's included in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Anani HaKavod, Sukkah, we have a special mitzvah, Zecher L'Anani HaKavod, which is not Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hakama Nisim Nasr Mitzrayim of Pesach Yotzim B'Chay V'Schira. There's many Nisim that happened, and we just remember, it's all goes into Yetzias Mitzrayim. Do you have a Yontif? To remember the mun. Do you have Yontif to remember the mun? Is there one?
Shabbos.
What?
Shabbos.
Nah. Or Bear Miriam.
What? Do we have a mitzvah to remember? Do you have a mitzvah to remember Bear Miriam? It's something that you do to remember. Do you have something to do to remember the mun? A mitzvah and Yontif. You know, everything is included in the mitzvah of Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. That all goes into Tzias Mitzrayim. This is special. Sukkah is special. It doesn't go into Tzias Mitzrayim. It's its own remembrance. Zecher L'Anani HaKavod. And why is that? V'lama Hasker Ha'nes L'Anani HaKavod Nistavdam Yuchad Mitzvah Esei Reisha B'Sukkah Shemes Yomim V'lkasha Kushas HaTur L'Lama Yom Kayim Pesach Mitzvah Sukkah. And then there's always the tourist question. You know, when did the Anani HaKavod take place?
Pesach.
So why not have sukkahs on Pesach? That would be unbelievable. Eating your matzah in a sukkah would be...
What? Uh-huh. Huh? They don't have both nothing to eat and nowhere to eat.
What?
They don't have both nothing to eat and nowhere to eat.
Yeah. Or maybe you'd have to bring your matzah to shul and shake it. Yeah. Can you imagine how much the matzahs would cost if you bring it to shul to show everybody? You'd be selling matzahs down there. Oh, this is a chaznish matzah. Yeah. But you're like, why not? So everyone knows the answer of the tour, why we don't have it on Pesach, on Sukkot. But he wants to say something else. V'nir bir advarim, l'acha ha'ol shal yom ha'tshuva, acha yom kippur, adam margish atzma kalash yotzer shekvar avrugav yimei adin. I talk about myself always. I like to talk about myself. Until I learned this, sort of, there was no better time of the, my favorite time of the whole year? Hashem Hu Elokim Matzi Yom Kippur. First of all, you start yelling, Hashem Elokim, right? You know fast is over. You know Yom Kippur is over. But it's not only that. It's the season's over. Boy, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aser Shmei Tshuva, Slichus, no Ben & Jerry's ice cream, you know, it's all over. Yes, there's no time in my life than Hashem Hu Elokim Yom Kippur night. And it's for a lot of people that when Yom Kippur is over, yes. Kashmir doesn't want it to be yes. Yom Kippur is over. I'm finished. Like, you know, I'm finished for the year. I'll start worrying next Elul. Hashem doesn't want that. Okay? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us right away in the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Ramas ba shol hakol mechovosenu to teach us that hey, I'm still the boss here. You're in my anan. You have to act that way. Rak adarabba nichtas gemakim shekulei kadosh. Sukkah is called Tzila de Hemnusa, the shade of Hemnusa, of Maimon. That's Hashem's place. Hashem wants you to stay in his place. Yom Kippur's over, not, boy, it's over. Okay, now you're tar, now come into my Sukkah and do Sukkah. Now come into my Sukkah. Shalak ma'ilu ma'ilu, you go up. A Sukkah is the next level after Yom Kippur. You got Kadosh, now you go to a place of Kedusha. The place of Kedusha is the Sukkah. V'yevchir hakalav O Malchus Shemayim, afilu sha'achas. You're not supposed to knock off this O Malchus Shemayim even for 1 minute. You have to try to keep your Yom Kippur going, building the Sukkah, getting ready for Sukkahs, and then going into the Sukkah. Zu yeso danani hakavod. And that was danani hakavod. Dachash kvar yitzonu mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim. Hashem showed us everything. Hashem showed us the makos. And then Hashem showed us Kriyas Yamsuf. Then we were on the level that we could be in the Anan HaKavod. We should stay on our Madrega, not go down. Hashem, please, Ananya Kavod, stay on the level. I want you to be in a Kadosh place now. Stay on the level. V'zeh otam de mitzvah sukkah zecher Ananya Kavod. And that's mitzvah sukkah zecher Ananya Kavod. That's why we have it. Sukkah's time, and it's right after Yom Kippur. And that's what it's all about. Go being Kadosh and going into a makam Kadosh. Someone asked me a couple of years ago, Rebbe, you know, the din of Teshuvah came to Duru. I said, yes, that's what Sukkot is all about. You have to live in your Sukkah like you live at home. So he says, well, can I bring my TV into the Sukkah? You know, that's what I do at home. I do in the Sukkah. So I told him, according to Teshuvah, they can do it probably. But Sukkah is supposed to be the holiest place in the world. I don't know if you should do that. You can't even bring a pot into a Sukkah. You know, you're not bringing a pot into a Sukkah? Mm-hmm. What? Giving a pot into a sukkah. If you cook something in a pot, you have to put it into a bowl or something before you bring it to the sukkah, not to bring a pot into the sukkah. What? B'zayin HaSukkah. Bat.
Did I bring a smartphone into Sukkah?
What if the whole meeting is doing?
It's a kosher phone.
It's a kosher phone.
Everyone
nice.
Wants to know if you can bring pot into this.
Wasn't that what I was talking about?
No, but when the hell said the word, you know?
No, he doesn't.
All right, you went up.
Yeah.
Whatever you said,
Bell Pots. What? Okay. Mashiach. Okay. So now we know why Sukkot comes right after, doesn't come in Nisan. Sukkot comes after Yom Kippur, because Sukkot is a continuation of Yom Kippur. Now, what about the Man Yomi that says Sukkot Mamish? Not Ananya Kavah, but Sukkot Mamish. Remembering Sukkot Mamish. That's not Hashem, that's Sukkot Mamish. But in some ways, that's a higher Madrega, where I build an Anei HaKavod. It comes from me. The one that's a Sukkot Mamish doesn't mean just, they built Sukkot and we built Sukkot. It's a higher level. They built themselves an Anei HaKavod. It came from inner. I was so Kadosh, I made my place Kadosh. Not because Kadosh Baruch Hu made it Kadosh, I made it Kadosh, which is even a higher level. So when you hear the Machlokas, Sukkot, Ananya Kavod, or just plain Sukkot, everyone thinks Ananya Kavod is like, the more machmi, the better, you know, whatever. No, it's not. The Sukkot Mamish is they built Sukkot, embedded their Kedusha into the Sukkot, and they made their own Ananya Kavod. That's even a greater thing. After Yom Kippur, you want to go into that. That you built yourself, that it came from you. That is what the Maimon HaZmanim says. Then there's something very funny. I don't have it here. I do. Then we have page 5. Okay. Page 5 is. Nice. No, I thought because it's the gross, so you're leaving.
So you're talking about the tzimtzum I would leave.
Okay.
It's not tzimtzum, it's okay. It
doesn't. Not tzimtzum. The Vilna Gaon said something. Everyone says the Vilna Gaon says it, but it's known from his nephew. His nephew said the Vilna Gaon said it. Now, I always have to say, oh, that's 100% true. Because, you know, I always say, oh, my uncle said, no one able to believe me. You know? So if I say, oh, his uncle said, you know, he says his uncle said it, don't believe it. So you gotta believe when someone says, my uncle said. Okay? So let's read this for a second. What he says he heard from the Vilna Gaon, why Sukkot is on Sukkot and not on Pesach. Shemati Midodi, HaGaon Chassid Mevilna, Hatam Hashem Mitzvah Sukkot Hi, B'tezva V'chod Shvi. Acharu hutamua about tam shel sukkah fresh b'tarki b'sukkah z'shaftis bnei Yisrael botzi of some merit mitzrayim botzi mishat merit mitzrayim that was Pesach v'zay yitzrach lios mitzvah sukkah b'mei Nisan Pesach is mitzrayim v'amadodi ha'goyin hanal my uncle said sheshorish atam shel mitzvah sukkah hu amash shechazik hashbaruch hu mishratzo l'shikun b'tok bnei Yisrael v'limser osam l'malach. That the time of Mitzvah Sukkah, he says, is a remembrance when that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to be with you. I'm not doing it through a messenger. I'm going to be with you. Okay? Moshe Amar B'tchila, Hina Enocha Shorech Malcha Fanacha. First he said, Ani Shorech Malach. And then the Kadosh Baruch Hu did it by himself with that Ananya Kavod. Rak Hashchina Tia Tamid B'tocham Ve'im Yosher B'tzilam Tzilo. V'atcholas chazoras hashchin Yisrael ha'isa b'tesva v'tishrei. In the beginning of the chazara of Hashem being with Bnei Yisrael is tesva, was tesva v'tishrei. Tesva v'tishrei is what? Sukkot, right? Now, where did you get this Tetzvav B'Tishrei? Where does this Tetzvav B'Tishrei have, you know, how does a Vilna Gaon know? That's when Kadosh Baruch Hu came and was with the Jewish people. Ki B'Yom HaKippurim, Yerod Moshe Min HaHar. So, after they did the Egel, Kadosh Baruch Hu left us. Much Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, Moshe came down from the mountain, on Yom Kippur. V'Hagi Yisrael, Shetziv Hashem Rasas HaMishkan. And the first thing Moshe said when he came down, Hashem wants you to build a Mishkan. That's what Moshe said when he came down from the mountain. Hashem wants you to build a Mishkan. What date was that? What date was that? What? Well, it's Yud Tishrei. Rishkan B'toch B'nei Yisrael L'Olam. V'yashem Hem L'Olam. I'll be with you forever and I'll never leave you. V'shnever Shochan Itam B'toch Tumasam. B'yom HaMachras Yom Kippur. On the 11th day of Tishrei, Siv Havi Nidvos HaMishkan. Sheherei Yud Aleph. So on the 11th day, Moshe said, I want everyone to bring stuff for the Mishkan. Bring the stuff. V'yom Yud Beis Yud Gimel Heviu Nedavos. On the 12th and the 13th, the Jews brought everything for the Mishkan. D'ksiv V'heim Heviu Elav Nedavos B'boker B'boker. So it was two mornings that they brought stuff. B'boker B'boker. What two mornings was it? Yud Beis and Yud Gimel. That was the two mornings that they brought it. He's a Medrash. Reb Yudav Reb Nechemya Om Shnei Yomim Hayim Heviim Nedavos Shnei B'boker B'boker. B'yom Yud David. Then came the 14th day. What happened on the 14th day? People wanted to bring. And what happened? What did Moshe say? Stop. Kriyas Yeviu Od. Moshe said, stop. Then, B'yom Tesvav, Hichilu Livnos HaMishkan. They started building the Mishkan on the 15th of Tishrei, V'chazr Shechina L'Yisrael. And the Shechina came to Yisrael and has been here forever. The sukkah is supposed to symbolize the Shechina. The Shechina is here with us, which happened on the 15th of Tishrei. So this is unbelievable Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, you know, Sukkot is like every Yontif. It's for Yetzias Mitzrayim. But Sukkot is there's much more to it. It's on Sukkot because Sukkot we're in the Sukkah as a symbolic that Hashem is with us now and forever, and that happened on the first day of Sukkot. Unbelievable, the guy. Unbelievable. Okay. Now comes, I hate to say this, but my favorite Torah on Sukkot. Okay, everyone have this? Page 6. The Milchus Chinuch. Let's just get a little, are you opening it? Please, open it. How about the other windows? Can you open the other windows? Oh, thank you. I feel they're ready. You know what this wind that comes in, it has a little chill to it? It's called football weather. It's called football weather. It's great. There's nothing like football weather. Nothing like it. Yes?
According to the Vilna Gaon, did the Anani Akavod come back that day also, or were they always there?
I'm not sure. I think he came back. The only problem with Vilna Gaon is that in the beginning of the Mishkan, it says you can't break Shabbos to build the Mishkan. Right in the first pasuk, it says, in the Shabbos and Yontif. So the Vilna Gaon here says that on Yontif, the 15th of Tishrei, they started building the Mishkan. And it's impossibility to build a Mishkan on the 50th of Tishrei, really.
Was it Yantif that year?
What?
Was it Yantif that year?
Why not? Torah was given. I don't know. Okay. Let me give you a little background to this next thing. A little background. In the beginning of Perek Lulav HaGazal, it says, a stolen lulav is puzzle. It's not only stolen lulav, but stolen esrig, stolen hadassim, and stolen aravos. So if you find hadassim in the fridge there that says on the moy sigzo downstairs, if you do steal them, you're not yotze the mitzvah. Okay? It's a mishnah. Lulav HaGazal puzzle, hadassim puzzle. Puzzle. Now, there's a pasuk. The pasuk says, where do we know it from? The pasuk says l'cha, right? So the pasuk says l'cha. So on, so you it has to be yours. The Gemara asks, but what about mitzvah b'avera? What do you need a pasuk for? It's a mitzvah b'avera. I mean, not the Gemara says. Tosus asks, what do you need a pasuk for? It's a mitzvah b'avera. So Tosus answers, oh, that's simple. Because what about a borrowed lulav? Can you use a borrowed lulav on the first day? No. So what does the, you can't use a borrowed lulav on the first day. So what does the Pasuk L'cha come to teach us? A borrowed lulav. But you don't need a Pasuk for a stolen lulav, because it's mitzvah b'avera. Mitzvah b'avera, it's not a mitzvah. Okay? That's what Tosus says. That's Tosos stuff. Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph in Lulav HaGazal. Tosos and Daf Tes in Sukkah asks the same question about Sukkah. It says Chag HaSukkos Tas Lechem. So Lechem, the Gemara says Lehotzi Es HaGzula. Lechem comes to be motzi that you can't use a stolen one. Tosfos, why do you possibly say you can't use a stolen lulav, a stolen sukkah? It's a mitzvah b'avera. Is everyone with me? Now, what did Tosfos answer to it in Lulav HaGazal? What did he answer? The pasuk comes to tell us what?
Borrowed.
But can you use a borrowed sukkah?
Yes.
What?
Yeah,
you never went to somebody's house to eat sukkah the first day and sit in the sukkahs?
Yeah.
Of course you could use a borrowed sukkah. So therefore, now it's a really good question Tosus asks. What do you need a pasuk for? It's a mitzvah b'avera. What do you need a pasuk for gzula? And the pasuk doesn't come to tell me anything but stolen, because every other sukkah you're allowed to use. So Tosus says, I have no answer to this question. And from here I see that mitzvah b'avera is not a deraisa, it's a drabanan. That's what Tosus says. Every Rishon argues on this Tosfos. It can't be. Mitzvah b'avera is a deraisa thing. You can't do a mitzvah with an avera. But the question is, then why do we need a pasuk to say chazutas lochem v'lo gazel? So everyone argues with Tosus, but doesn't have an answer for Tosus' question. Yes?
On the first night, you could go to someone else's house.
Of course. And people go to eat if they live in an apartment building, they go eat the shul sukkah, right? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be your sukkah.
In
what?
An inbox.
Yeah. Yeah. It's right near you, right?
It's around the corner.
It's around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever eat there?
Kish.
Don't.
Maybe I was asked
which
side of the circle. Which side of the circle he's on?
Okay. Well, is the inbal over there in the middle? Yes, that's good. But you gotta know the inbal. Yes.
It's probably not a good question, but when it comes to Lulav HaGazal, can't we say that the Pasuk is coming to teach you really not to have a stolen one? Because when someone's stealing, you automatically have Kinyanei B'Neivah, so you're part owner in it.
Tosus asked that. You gotta learn Lulav HaGazal for that. Tosus asked that question. It's a long Tosus, Daf Lamed Aleph. It's about this long. And it starts, and it says Yush. And Tosus asked that question. We don't want to talk about Yish anymore, right? We don't want to talk about Yish. We don't want to talk about Kinyan Gzela. We don't want to talk about Shinui. Nothing in Gittin. No. Zero. Last year we went Maruba. We spent all year on three things. Kinyan Gzela, Shinui, and Yish. We don't want to do this anymore.
Cut to go.
No.
Esnan, Rabbi.
Okay. Anyway, so the Minchas Chinuch wants to answer this question. How does he want to answer this question? Remember, you know, I might tell it to you about Penn now, but you have to learn it inside because it's so beautiful. There's two types of mitzvos. There's a mitzvah kiyumis. There's a mitzvah kiyumis and a mitzvah. Okay, are you all right? You're fell down?
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a mitzvah kiyumis and a mitzvah kiyumis. What is it with a mitzvah kiyumis and a mitzvah kiyumis? A mitzvah kiyumis is tefillin. You must put on tefillin every single day. If you don't, not only don't you get a mitzvah, but you get an aveira. If you don't do a mitzvah kiyumis, you get an aveira. So if you don't put on tefillin, it's double. Not only don't you get a mitzvah, you get an aveira for not doing a mitzvah. That's mitzvah kiyumis. Where are some other mitzvah kiyumises? What? I mean, chiyuvis. That's mitzvah chiyuvis. What other mitzvahs chiyuvis are there?
Kriya Shema.
No.
Amalek.
Okay, Amalek. Eating matzah on Pesach. Listening to shofar.
Only for the Siddur,
right?
Right. Only
for the
Siddur. After that,
it's not. Yeah. Dalkos is a drabbanon.
Right.
It's
a
drabbanon. Well, Tvillin's the best example. Tvillin's the best. That's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Then we have something called mitzvah kiyumis, where if I do it, I get the mitzvah. If I don't, it depends. For example, tzitzis. If I wear arba kamfos with tzitzis, I get a mitzvah. If I don't wear tzitzis at all, I don't get a mitzvah, but I don't get an aveira. No aveira of not wearing tzitzis. Why not? Because there's no mitzvah in the Torah of wearing tzitzis. What's the mitzvah in the Torah? What? Excuse me? It's not. But it's not. There's no kumvaseh in the Torah wear tzitzis. Torah doesn't say tzitzis. Torah says put tzitzis on your four-cornered bag garment. That's what it says. So now, usually if you don't wear tzitzis, you won't get the mitzvah, but you won't get the aveira. That's your regular mitzvah kiyumis. Tzitzis is a little different. What happens if I wear four-cornered and I don't have tzitzis on it? There I made a kiyumis into a chayuvis, and not only don't I get a mitzvah, I get an aveira. So usually a chayuvis, I don't get a mitzvah and I get an aveira. Usually a chayuvis you don't do, you don't get a mitzvah, but you don't get an aveira. Then you have tzitzis, which is a mitzvah chayuvis. I can make it into a chayuvis by putting on a beged of four corners. Okay? Everyone with me so far? Now, I'm shortening this up a lot. What is sukkah? Is sukkah a mitzvah kiyumis or a mitzvah kiyumis? What is sukkah? What? The first night it's kiyumis, the rest is kiyumis. It's very, very much like tzitzis. It's very much like tzitzis. Sukkah is very much like tzitzis. Why? I mean, not like tzitzis. The first night of sukkahs, it's tefillin. I must eat bread in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah chiyuvis. The first night of sukkahs, I don't eat bread in the sukkah, I don't get the mitzvah, and I get an aveira. The rest of the days of sukkahs, it's a chiyuvis like tzitzis. How's the chiyuvis like tzitzis? If I don't eat bread, no sukkah, and no mitzvah. But that's fine. But if I don't eat bread the whole sukkahs, I'm fine. If I eat bread, then I must eat in the sukkah. Now, if I eat bread in my house, I don't do a mitzvah, and I get an aveira. Eating bread in your house is like wearing a tzitzis, a four corners without tzitzis. So, but basically, the first day is a mitzvah chiyuvis, the rest of the times are mitzvah chiyuvis. Now, comes on the minutes chinuch and says a chiddush. This is his chiddush. A lot of people argued on this, but he says it. What's wrong with a mitzvah of aveira? A mitzvah of aveira, you're not yotz the mitzvah. Why? Why are you not yotz the mitzvah? You're going neged ratzon Hashem. I'm going neged ratzon Hashem. I steal a pair of tzitzis, right? I steal a pair of tzitzis and I put them on. No mitzvah. It's a mitzvah haba baveira. Okay? I get the mitzvah. Why? Because his words. Hatam de kosh brachu ene rotze bekach v'gogar rotzon lefonav de senegi yase kenegar v'ani Hashem sona gazel ba'ola. So, I'm not yotze mitzvah. This isn't what Hashem wants. This is not the mitzvah Hashem wants. Mitzvah, Hashem doesn't want a mitzvah baveira. Yes?
According to Rav Chana, would you say a mitzvah above the Avera? You don't get the reward of listening to Hashem, but you do get the reward of the Sfar of like your Neshama?
That is what the Minchas Chinuch says, but in other words, not really. Maybe yes, maybe no. There's no way to know. You could say yes about what I'm just going to say, and you could say no. Zok the Minchas Chinuch. What does that mean? That means Hashem doesn't want your mitzvah. Very good. But are you doing Aveira? Are you doing Aveira? So the Milson says this. Let's say the second night of Sukkot, I steal a sukkah, and I sit in the sukkah and I eat bread. Do I get the mitzvah? Do I get the mitzvah?
No.
No. Am I eating bread outside of a sukkah?
No.
No. Comes to the Milson's clinic and says, if it's a mitzvah kumis like sukkah, If just because it's a mitzvah above aveira, mitzvah aveira would say I don't get the mitzvah. But when I get an aveira, no. I'm not eating outside of the sukkah. Now, that's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two. When the pasuk says lachem, the pasuk says gzul is pasul, meaning it's a pasul sukkah. So if the second night I steal a sukkah and I eat bread in the sukkah, am I eating it in a sukkah? No, why not? It's a pasul sukkah. The pasuk makes it a pasul sukkah. Therefore, if I eat bread, I'm eating a pasul sukkah. When you eat a pasul sukkah, it's as if you're eating it in your house. What? The first night, I must get the mitzvah of sukkah. Chiyuvis. I must get the mitzvah. What's the second night? Not I must get the mitzvah. What's the second night? I can't do the aveira. The second night, I can't do the aveira. I'm not doing the aveira if I eat a sukkah gzula because I don't get the mitzvah, but I'm eating the sukkah. But what the pasuk tell us? Lachem, it's a sukkah gzula. That answers Tosa's question beautiful. Tosa says, why do you need a pasuk that sukkah has to be lachem? It's a mitzvah of aveira. The Teretz is, in the second night, if you eat in the sukkah, you get an aveira or not. If it would only be mitzvah of aveira, you wouldn't get an aveira because you're eating the sukkah. But Lachem teaches us it's a sukkah psula.
Lachem doesn't apply the first night.
What?
Lachem doesn't apply the first night.
You don't need lachem the first night. Because it's chiyuvis. I must do it. I must get the mitzvah. I must get the mitzvah. The second night, I don't have to get the mitzvah. I just can't eat outside of a sukkah.
So that the mitzvah overrides to do it.
I don't know what that means.
Or it overshadows it more than overrides. Because you're still doing it very the first night, stealing someone's sukkah. But no,
so therefore I don't need a pasuk for the first night. That's why I don't need a pasuk for the first night. That's Tosa's question. What do you need a pasuk for? I don't need a pasuk. Especially what we learned the last 5 years, you've learned it every single year. What's stronger, pasuk or svara? Svara is always more pasuk. Svara is always stronger than a pasuk. Always. The Gemara asks, in every Masechta about 10 times. Why do you need a Pasuk, Svarahu? Svarah is much more, it's much stronger than a Pasuk. And but Mizavair is stronger
why
than a Pasuk.
Why can't it just mean that it's more fundamental?
What?
Why can't it that just mean that it's more fundamental?
Still, okay. Let's call it more fundamental. Not stronger, but more fundamental. Okay. But therefore, that's the Michas Chinuch's unbelievable answer on Tosfos. People love this. Until the Chaznish came along, and the Chaznish says, this answer is wrong. And the Chaznish argued on this Michas Chinuch. And that has caused the argument in Chai Yisrael since then. Who's right? The Michas Chinuch or the Chaznish? The Chaznish says, no. It's not, the second day, it's not I can't eat outside the sukkah. It's if I eat, I must get the mitzvah. If I eat, I must get the mitzvah. That's what the mitzvah kiyumis of sukkah is. According to the Melech Chinuch is, I can eat in a sukkah and not get an avera because it's a sukkah even if I don't get a mitzvah. And the Chaznish says, that's a wrong way to think of it. It's like tzitzis. I don't have to wear tzitzis, but if I'm wearing it, I gotta get the mitzvah of tzitzis. I don't have to eat. If I'm eating bread, not only do I have to eat in a sukkah, I gotta get the mitzvah of sukkah. That's what the Chaznish said. The Chaznish said this mitzvah is wrong 100%. And people forever have learned this mitzvah and loved it. So that's machos, mitzvah and the Chaznish.
What's the lashon of the pasuk?
I don't know if you can get anything out of the pasuk. What? No. That's talking about Lulav. And Sukkah is Chaga Sukkah's Tatsu Lacha. Right. Yes. Yes.
Do you find this idea about Pesach or any other holiday that we start off as a Kiyum and end up as a Kiyum?
Excuse me?
Do we find this idea anywhere else that we have like a mitzvah that starts as a Kiyum and ends up as a Kiyum?
Just, Tetris. And sukkah.
And is it only one?
I think so. Usually it's a chiyuvus or a chiyumus. Not together. These become together. Okay? A karm pesach never becomes chiyumus. Tefillin never becomes chiyumus.
Isn't a question matzah on the seventh day?
Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says matzah becomes chiyumus. We eat matzah on Chol Hamoed. You get a mitzvah of matzah, or you can eat bread, so you eat matzah, but there's no mitzvah of matzah. The Vilna Gaon says you get a mitzvah of matzah, becomes a chiyuvus to a chiyuvus. And the whole world argues the Vilna Gaon says it's a chiyuvus by a Seder, but there's no more chiyuv of eating matzah the rest of the days. It's just if you eat, you know, you get a mitzvah.
What? What?
He doesn't say it. He says it becomes kiyumis.
Oh.
We're according to us, not us, according not to the guy, there's no mitzvah at all involved in matzah the rest of the time. Yes?
Maybe there's no lav and there's no malchus, but the Bithel essay, so the way the Chaznish is looking at it, there's no Avera, there's only a mitzvah.
Right.
If you don't do the mitzvah, there's still an Avera, there's still a Bithel essay there.
Which he means is that the Mitzvah is Mechadish, that the Pasuk tells us a Pasul Sukkah. The Chaznish holds, you don't need a Pasuk for that. If you don't get a mitzvah in the Sukkah, it's a Pasul Sukkah. Think of it that way.
So if you stole your friend's, that's kosher, you stole it,
According to Chaz Nish, yeah. Chaz Nish holds it's a pasul sukkah, means you don't get a mitzvah in the sukkah.
You build a sukkah and then don't use it.
What?
You build a sukkah and then don't use it.
Yeah.
That also means you're not getting a mitzvah in it.
Yeah.
So that make it pasul, or are you just...
No, we're talking about if you can't get a mitzvah.
Yeah.
You can't. Anyway, is building a sukkah a mitzvah?
According to some, no.
It's a big shiloh. The Gemara says you should make a bracha on building a sukkah.
Yeah.
The Gemara says you should make shechiyanu on building a sukkah.
We're doing the kiddush,
no? What?
We're doing the kiddush.
That's where we do it. That's what we do, and then the Gemara says two different things.
Okay.
Right? We don't... Yeah. Could be. It was actually, it could be, it's a mitzvah. Could be. But build a sukkah. Is buying a sukkah, buying a ready-made sukkah a mitzvah? Maybe. Is a pop-up sukkah a mitzvah? Pop? Yeah.
Why not?
What?
Are the panel sukkahs under a mitzvah?
Why don't you ask something else? Is a canvas sukkah a sukkah? To have a canvas sukkah that's a kosher sukkah is so hard. To make your canvas sukkah, what?
The strings,
yeah.
On the bottom.
The strings on the bottom, the strings, all, every three tefachim strings.
Yeah.
And but to make, that's how you have to make it kosher. But a canvas sukkah is, it's like such a shiloh. Gotta keep away from, yeah. Gotta keep away from canvas. What? If the strings hold it, if they moved, it's a problem.
I'm saying if someone touches it, it moves fully.
I don't know, but if the wind just moves it, three tefachim, not kosher. Anyway, I think tomorrow Rabbi Sachs is saying a shir kolei. Tomorrow morning is Tuesday morning. Tuesday morning we always have chazara shir. Rabbi Yuri Steinberg gives chazara shir at 9:45 tomorrow morning. For those who are interested, I'd say you should be interested in it. He's giving Chazari Shir tomorrow morning. I don't know if we won't have Shir until Yom Kippur. I want to ask everyone in Mechila if I made fun of somebody, and I can't promise I won't do it again. I can't promise I'm not going to do it again, but I want to ask you, Mechila, if I made fun of you, and if I make fun of you, it's because I love you, and not because I want to make fun of you. And it's Mechila, have a kakash, have a good yard. See you soon, guys.